We're all part of making history, today and every day. It's easy to take for granted most of the time, but who can say what future generations will want to know about our lives, or which actions we take today will have major repercussions down the road? Documenting the modern histories of Arizona's widely diverse lesbian, gay, and transgender population is the mission of Jamie Lee, an independent social justice documentarian. She'll talk to Luis Carrion about a new project that is collecting and sharing the life stories of these Arizonans who are often marginalized or overlooked in the mainstream media.
When I first moved here in 2007, I heard about Wingspan, the community center, the LGBT community center, and they were having their annual dinner. And I thought, how can I be involved? So I went and asked, and they said, well, you could volunteer. So I became a greeter. And volunteered for the dinner and talked with all of the other volunteers. And one of them in particular, his name is MJ Talbot. And I started asking him questions about what Arizona had in terms of an archive here for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender stories and histories. And there isn't anything. I went home that night and started researching what funding options were available. And I heard about the Alliance Fund. At the time, I was working with Pan Left Productions and am currently a producing member there. So it was through Pan Left that I wrote the grant to the Alliance Fund, and we got the funding. I conducted my first interview in September of last year. Since that time, I've met with the Institute for LGBT Studies over at the University of Arizona, and they said, hey, we'll digitally house this through our iTunes University. And so currently we have 4 podcasts that are streaming, and I have 60 hours of footage ready to be put into the podcast server.
My guess is that when you're done with the material that you already have gathered, you're still going to be adding to that. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yep. And one of the goals is to write a grant, maybe through the Gill Foundation or the Astria Lesbian Foundation, to get funding to buy like 10 little like camcorders that someone in Glendale or someone in Flagstaff can call me and say, hey, I want to do interviews in my community for the weekend. Can I check this out? And so it becomes this thing where the people in the community will be documenting their own communities, and it's not me or someone else from Tucson traveling around the state to do it. The actual communities will do self-representation, which is so important, I think, in telling our stories accurately.
I wonder if you could talk to me a little bit about what a project like this means to the community as a whole.
To me, the first thing is being named LGBT Archive. You know, this is the first statewide recognized LGBT archive, and having that, you know, that it's a safe place, and as an LGBT person in a community, you know, you have a say about where it's going to be streamed or played or accessed. Mm-hmm. And it's also knowing that you're part of the rich tapestry of Arizona that people just don't notice, you know? Having all of this in one place, it'll be great in classrooms and in communities to start discussion to say, hey, how are we continuing to marginalize these communities? How do we ourselves take the steps to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm a lesbian, but gay men have some different experiences, but I can't just say they all have the same experience. Like, it really becomes more complex, and you have to do more close reading at the whole community. One of the things that I find so interesting is that people say, well, the movement of Tucson, you know, the LGBT movement, it took place from this time to this time. Mm-hmm. But was that the real movement, or, you know, was that just the white movement, or was it the Latina movement or Native American? Like, where do all of these voices come in? So you see the experiences were different depending on where you were in terms of race, class, gender, and socioeconomic status. It's like we'll be able to see when we have more and more podcasts from different areas in Arizona just how diverse we really are.
I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you hope the result of this project will be.
My greatest hope would be that people throughout Arizona will visit, you know, just to take a peek. Mm-hmm. And maybe they don't know anyone who is LGBT, and they look and they say, oh, wow, that person's story is actually a lot like mine, except, you know, maybe I'm coming out as somebody not gay or lesbian, but maybe I have my own internal struggles about my history with my family or a certain dysfunction in my current marriage, you know, where people start to connect. You know, say there's a youth who is afraid of coming out and he's living in a small rural town and he finds the archive and he says, well, you know, I'm going to hear other youth voices here. And it's not as scary because they did it. And now I know that I have a community. I'm not alone. So I think there'll be a lot of different repercussions from this, but positive.
We have links to get in touch with Jamie Lee and the Arizona LGBT Storytelling Project. They're on the radio page at azpm.org.